In your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And if you have your wristwatches, take them off and put them in your pockets, because we are running behind already, and the Lord has much to say to us today. So we will be well over 11:30 today, and that's a glorious thing, because we've had some great worship this morning together, and God has much to say to us today. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, we come to the very last beatitude. Would you stand with me out of reverence for our word, God's word? Matthew 5, beginning verse 10, we'll read to verse 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, teach us what it means to rejoice and be glad when we are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For Father, we live in a hostile world. Father, you have been merciful to us that in this country there has been much freedom. But Father, we can see even now the way that that freedom is slipping away and being taken away. And Father, we know that the call on our lives is to suffer well for you. And Father, I pray that you would teach us what that means today. Father, we live in a world and we live in a church period where there has been much teaching about the abundant life, the victory we have in you. Father, to have our best life now. Father, all kinds of teaching that would promise us that to have you is to have a greater, more happy, joy-filled life. And Lord, that is true. If our hope is in heaven that is to come. But Father, if it is in our comforts here and now, if it is peace of mind and ease that we're looking for, Father, your word has something else to teach us. And Lord, I pray that your spirit would teach us well today. Father, speak through me. Help me to be clear. Help us to see what you have to say to us and glorify your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. When we read the last of the eight Beatitudes here in Matthew 5, verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is hard to imagine a more fitting verse for our contemporary situation. In the last week, the CEO of Mozilla, one of the founders of that company, has been forced to resign for his views on traditional marriage. Making a simple contribution 6 years ago, the pressure on him was so great that he had to resign because he believed what the Bible says about marriage. One man, one woman for life. In New York City, they have disallowed churches to use their facilities on Sunday to worship in their buildings. Another way in which opportunities for worship and to claim the name of Jesus are being taken away. The future of religious liberty is being debated in the Supreme Court right now as the Hobby Lobby case with Conestoga Wood is being decided over the next few weeks and months. And America's worship of sexual expression, any way that you want it to be, is fast becoming our new religious liberty. And many evangelicals, so-called evangelicals, or even critics,